John chapter 21. This morning we want to preach on a question that Jesus asked his disciples. He pinpointed the question to Peter, and he asked him, "Lovest thou me?" Amen. John chapter 21. By the way, speaking of Wednesday night, I want to invite you back Wednesday night at 6 o'clock to our Wednesday evening Bible study. You haven't missed anything. We're just getting started. Amen. We're going through the book of Daniel, and we just had the intro this last week, and we're looking forward to what the Lord's going to teach us through the book of Daniel. John chapter 21 and verse 15, it says, "So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?' And he says unto him, 'Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.' He says unto him, 'Feed my lambs.'" Verse 16, he said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Notice he did not say, "Lovest thou me more than these?" This time he pinpointed Peter this time and says, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." First time he told him to feed his lambs. This time he told Peter, he said, "Feed my sheep." Verse 17, he said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Let's pray. Lord, we ask you now just to bless the reading of your word this morning. And Lord, as we break open the bread of life, feed us this morning. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to come and go among the pews and touch hearts and stir hearts and open our ears that we may hear what your Spirit has to say. Now, Lord, speak through me. Hide me behind the cross. Let only you get the glory for everything it's said and done. We ask you this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. You know, when you're looking into the Word of God, when you're studying the four Gospels, we went back here first part of last year or last part of 2013, I don't remember. But we talked about the four Gospels and we put them into parallel. What you find in Matthew, Mark, and Luke are usually all the same, and John's a little different. Some things you find in the book of John, you'll find also in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But not always. Why is that? John covers over half the book. Over half of the book of John is centered around the crucifixion and the things leading up to the crucifixion, the last week. We see here in the book of John where we're at in chapter 21 where Jesus is preparing his disciples for what lays ahead. It's very important. That's why he asked the question, "Lovest thou me more than these?" And Peter, "Yeah, sure, Lord. I love thee." Few minutes later, we don't have the time span here, but we assume a little bit later, Jesus came back up to Peter and said, "Peter, lovest thou me?" "Yea, Lord, you know it." And then we don't know if Jesus turned right around and fired it right back at him again, or if he waited a little bit. But the Bible records that Jesus came back and asked him one more time, "Peter, lovest thou me?" Now, I want to ask you something. If Jesus was to ask you, three times the same question, would you kind of get a little perturbed? Would you get a little agitated? Would you get a little like, well, and we see that Peter was a little agitated because of his answer. He says, Lord, you know everything. There's nothing you don't know. You know I love you. Peter kind of got a little, you know, we say in our terms today, a little ratchet jawed. He kind of got a little bent out of shape at Jesus because he said, Lord, you know I love thee. To be able to understand this, we need to turn back into the book of John, or excuse me, back into the book of Mark, and we need to read something here. I remember I've had people ask me, well, preacher, why did Jesus ask three times if Peter loved him? Because we see a story that's not recorded in the book of John, but it's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where Peter denied Jesus how many times? Three times. Let's look at that story to kind of remind us some things. Mark chapter 14, verse 66, as Peter was beneath in the palace, there came one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming herself or himself, she looked upon him and said, and thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth? But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crowed. And the maids saw him again and again to say to them that stood by, this is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after that, they that stood by said again to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean. And I love this part. And thy speech agreeth thereto. Another place it says, and thy speech betrayeth thee. Amen. That goes to show you as Christians, we as Christians ought to have a little different way we talk. The world ought to recognize us by not just our actions, but by the way we communicate. Verse 71, and he began to curse and to swear. Oh! Now you understand, young people, why I preach that you shouldn't have a potty mouth. You shouldn't curse and you shouldn't use words that have no definition. Yes, preacher, that's right. They have no definition. Some of you saw it's in the dictionary. That doesn't mean anything. Ain't in the dictionary either, but it's not proper to use. Amen? There's a lot of cuss words that does not have a definition. Now, we like to add and say it does, but they do not. In fact, that's what gets me. You can sit down and watch a good movie and now put a couple of cuss words in it. That cut them out, it wouldn't change the meaning of the movie one bit. One bit. Why? Because they have no meaning. No meaning. It's just words. Just words. Peter, what happened? Just to prove that he was not one of them, he started doing what? Using ugly words. He started cussing. He started having a potty mouth. And then what happened here? In verse 71 again, but he began to curse and swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. Now look in verse 72. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice, or three times. And when he had thought thereon, he wept. This goes back, old Peter and Jesus are having a conversation. And Jesus says to Peter, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? This morning I want to ask you something. Lovest thou Jesus? Do you love him? You know, Peter's kind of like us. Old Peter, just to show you he was just like us, he opened his mouth and he didn't insert just both feet or both hands. He put his hands and his arms and his feet and his legs all in his mouth. Every time Peter turned around, he was in trouble by what he said. You remember, when they came to get Jesus, what did he do? He was the first one to whip out the sword. You know, the world says, hey, you as Christians shouldn't defend yourself. Well, Peter and them carried swords. They carried weapons. And they wasn't there for display. They was there for defense. Amen? I believe we as Christians are to be able to defend ourselves and a right to stand up and speak the truth. But we see something at... I want to turn you back in time a little bit more to John chapter 13. John chapter 13, this is approximately 2 weeks before, or within the month before the crucifixion. Jesus is preparing his disciples for his crucifixion. Now, the part where Peter and Jesus had the conversation about denies, you know, about lovest thou me, that was after the resurrection. Jesus has already been crucified. Jesus has already come back and he's talking to them and he's getting ready to ascend into heaven. And he's talking to Peter, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? I want you to see something in John 13. John 13 verse 34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I love you, have loved you, that ye also love one another. Christ here gives them a new commandment, to love one another. Did you know he gives you that commandment? To love one another. But this shall all men know, that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thee. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou deny me thrice. We just read you where he denied Jesus three times. And we also have just read after the resurrection where what happened? Jesus asked Peter, lovest thou me? It all goes back to these verses right here where Peter says in verse 37, Peter said to him, Lord, why can I follow thee? I will lay down my life for thee. Peter's always opening his mouth and inserting foot. Amen. Peter was one of these that he was never sitting on neutral. He was always either full steam ahead or full steam the other way. He was never just coasting. He was one of those that, hey, get out of his way or he's going to bulldoze you. Whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, he's going to take it on his own hands. That was Peter. And Jesus knew it. That's why he pointed Peter out and said, Peter, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Then won't you see something here? Look with me. Why is this so important this morning? Why is it so important to answer this question? You know, for you as Christians and for me, we all must answer this question this morning. What are we going to do about this question? Lovest thou me? Why is love important? Why did Jesus give the disciples a new commandment saying, love one another? Why did he tell them that? Because God is love. Look with me in 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. There it is. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You say, preacher, why are you showing us all that? Because all this is just introduction. This is not the message yet. Amen? Got to lay a little foundational work. You got to bring people all up to speed to where we're headed. The Bible says, Jesus asked Peter this question, "Lovest thou me?" I'm asking you the same question. Lovest thou Jesus? Do you love him today? Do you love him? I hope you can say yes. How much do you love him? Amen? How much do you love Jesus this morning? Turn with me back to the text. Verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He says, "Go feed my lambs." But I want to point out something to you. In the Greek, the word love here that's used. You see, Jesus used the word love, and you also see Peter used a form of the word love. In the Greek, we have four different forms of the word love. You must understand the Bible uses only three of those four forms of the Greek word. The first word that you will never find used in the Word of God is eros. It's a sexual love. This is what is going on today in the world. It's a worldly love. This is the love where people, "Oh, I love you so much," and they're shacking up, but they don't love one another enough to get married. Think about it. It's eros. We get the word exotic from it. All right? Eros. It's a worldly love. It's not of God. It's pleasure. It's pleasure related. Then we have another love. It's called storge. Storge is the love between parents and children and your siblings. Love between your siblings and love between your parents and siblings. Story. Then we have the word phileo. Phileo here is a fondness. "Oh, I'm fond of you." And then you have the form of love that Jesus uses a lot. It's called agape. Love with no limitations or borders. This is a love that has no limits. It has no borders. It has no boundaries. It's agape. This is the reason why when Jesus looked at Peter and he says, "Do you agape me?" Peter turned around and says, "Lord, I phileo you." What is he saying? Jesus is simply using the words, "Peter, I love you so much, I would die for you. I have no boundaries on my love." Peter's looking back at Jesus saying, "Lord, I'm just fond of you. I phileo you. I phileo you. I'm just fond of you. I just, you know, okay, cool. I like you, Lord. You and I can jail, Lord. We're fine." That's how Peter was responding to God. Now look what we mean the second time. The second time, in verse 16 he says, and he says to him again, the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Here he's saying, let me read it again with the Greek form of the word. He said unto him with the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, agape thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I phileo thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my sheep." You say, "Preacher, why are you making such a big deal about that?" Because that's the kind of love that I'm afraid many Christians have toward Christ. It's the phileo love. How do you know that, preacher? Well, how many times has the Lord pressed upon you to want to do something and you say, "Lord, you know I love thee, but I got my limits. I got my boundaries. I got my limits what I do for you. How about, Lord, you know I love thee, but I'll see what I can do. We won't make him no promises. Or, Lord, you know I love thee, but you know, that's asking a little too much of me. I don't have time for all that. Something else the Lord, he'll sometimes, we'll tell the Lord this. He said, but the Lord, I have other responsibilities. I have too much other things going. So I'll try to make it. So many times I'll invite somebody to church and talk to them about the church. And Brother John, this works every time. I'm going to teach you something. This morning, every one of you, I'm going to teach you something that I learned years ago, and it works. When you're talking to somebody and trying to get them to come to church, and I come up and I get ready to leave them, and I said, will you come see me Sunday? And they'll reach out and grab my hand and say, sure. Okay. And now, before I leave, hey, can I have a word of prayer? And I'll pray with them. And here's what I'll say. When I get through praying, I'll say, okay, well, you promised God you'll see him Sunday. Well, I'm not so sure about that, preacher. They put their hand back in their pocket then. They don't want to shake my hand on that. Why? Because they phileo God, but they don't agape God. They're not willing to put their neck out on the line. By the way, it works. You want somebody to guarantee they'll be here Sunday? Give them the promise God, not you. Promise God that they'll be here. Nobody wants to be a liar to God. It works. Problem is, a lot of them trying to get a person to promise God that they're going to do something. This is what I'm trying to make my point this morning. Many of us phileo Jesus. We don't agape Jesus. We wouldn't lay down our life. Peter starts off, you remember I read back over in chapter 13, Lord, I will lay down my life for thee. I love you so much. And therefore, Jesus was calling him into question in chapter 21. Do you love me? Are you sure you love me? Are you sure you're willing to live for me? Are you sure you're willing to serve me? John 14:15. We see Jesus say something like this. If you love me, keep my commandment. See that? If you love me, keep my commandment. The next chapter, John records this in John 15:9. As the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Let me ask you something this morning. Do you see the difference between chapter 14 and chapter 15? Chapter 14, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Chapter 15, he says, if you keep my commandments, you'll have my love. I didn't say that, he did. Did you read it? Read it again. Look in verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide, dwell in my love. You want God's love? Keep his commandments. He's promised you right here that his love will never have any boundaries. His love will never have a border. His love will never have a limit. Why? Because he agapes you and I. But he wants us to keep his commandments. Then number 3. He says unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. The third time, even though Peter was somehow getting a little ratchet jawed, getting bent out of shape, he came back with a proper response. Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. I agape you. That's what God's wanting to hear from you. He's wanting each and every one of us to say, hey, look, I love you, Lord. I love you. I agape you. I have love for you with no limitations, no boundaries, no but ifs. How many times have you heard somebody say, I love you, but? Most of the time it's the eros form of love. Or the phileo form of love. You'll never find a but if in agape love. Agape love has no but ifs. It has no boundaries. Then I want to point out something else in closing. All three times. First time he told him, he says, Peter, feed my lambs. Second and third time he said, Peter, feed my sheep. What's he telling us to do? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if you keep my commandments, my love is going to abide on you and with you always. There's no limits, no boundaries. What is our task that he's wanting us to do? Go tell somebody else. Go teach somebody else. You are to live your life in such a way that others can see Christ in you and I. That's how you are to live your life. If you live in your life where others can't see Christ, you probably just phileo the Lord. You don't agape the Lord. I want to challenge you this morning. Find the agape type love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn to love Him. Why? With your whole heart. The Bible says, love Him with your heart, your mind, and soul. You're to love Him with all things, everything you have within you. You're to love the Lord.